Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
What would your advice be to any young entrepreneurs? I've heard there's been this huge spike in applications for trademarks, copyright, patents. So obviously the creative juices are flowing, but they probably feel like they've got their hands tied slightly in terms of productivity.
I think this time you've got to use this time, you know, really sensibly, and it's the best time to be at your creative best. You know, when we're all going for walks to keep fit for the hour, it's amazing how your mind just flows and you get rid of all the negative thoughts and you become really positive, because I believe that, you know, staying fit and healthy starts with up here first and foremost. And if you do that, then these creative ideas will just flow. So use this time, you know, and benefit from it. I think my company, one of my companies, they've registered over 75 new trademark names since lockdown. They're going berserk, you know, on the ideas. Now, maybe they might have 100 ideas, but even if one of these ideas take off, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Right, let's talk about you and your story, because quite frankly, a movie has to be made about your life. The Rags to Riches is incredible. Let's cast your mind right back to your childhood. There was tragedy very early on with the loss of your brother when you were just 9 years old. How did that impact your parents, and how did that impact the way they then brought you up?
Well, my story is I grew up in the hard East End of Glasgow, and it was tough. But amazing people, the East End people of Glasgow are, you know, they just wear their heart on their sleeve and they just tell you as it is. So I was brought up in a tiny one bedroom tenement flat, council flat, that shared a bedroom with my mum and dad. And then, yeah, of course, my brother died as well. And then my dad was confined to a wheelchair when he was 38. I started a business when I was 10 years old, just, you know, wanting to help my mum and dad, because they were so upset all the time, of course, about my brother passing away. I set up a paper round and I pleaded with the corner shop guy, Mohammed, to give me the rights for the East End. And he said, "You're only 10 years old, get back to school and stop annoying me." But I just, it was so persistent, and I kept going for a number of months until he just got so fed with me. He said, "Right, okay, you can have a paper round, but don't mess up and be here, you know, at 6 o'clock every morning." So I just built that up to, by the time I was like 11, I had 17 teenagers working for me. And then I went on to work in a fruit shop, and I took over the fruit shops, and then I went on to sweetie shops, and I just got this little kind of, not that much money, but I thought it was an empire, you know, when I was just young. Then I left school at 15. And to help my mum and dad.
Clearly, you've got an incredible work ethic. Do you think that that was born out of the tragedy of losing your brother, and a sense of you wanted to step up and help protect your parents?
Yeah, I think it was. And, I was just sick and tired of, you know, everyone around me saying, you know, "You're going to get a job in the co-op, just like all your other friends, you know, as a teleoperator in the supermarket." And I just thought, well, why should that be my life? You know, just because I'm not privately educated, I'm from a working class background, you know, my mum and dad don't have any money, it doesn't mean to say that I need to go and work in the co-op. So I just wanted to show people that I could, you know, be a kind of successful Glasgow businesswoman. And then I suppose it just took off around the world, but I never expected it to go any further than Glasgow, to be honest.
Were you ever concerned that your lack of qualifications and leaving school at 15 was going to count against you? Or did you think that that pure grit would be enough to carry you through?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not the most academic person on the planet. I'm self-taught. So when I was like 10 years old, I never used to watch Grange Hill. It used to be news programmes and everything else. I knew that was going to hold me back a bit. But I kind of also had the confidence that if I was to walk in to, you know, a boardroom or an interview or whatever, and I was up against graduates, then I could beat them hands down just because, you know, I could sell anything. I could present anything. So I never used to let that bother me too much.
Where did that confidence come from?
I've got no idea, but, you know, outside business, I'm actually a very shy person. I keep my friends really close to me. In fact, you're friendly with one of my friends, Chanel McCoy. I keep all my friends really close to me and my family. I'm a big, big family person. So I'm quite shy outside business. But, oh my God, if I'm competing in business, then I will never, ever lose. I just don't give up, you know, until I get that deal.
I love it. Now, you then got pregnant very early and married. You know, you're still a teenager when you were married and a mum. Did you feel that you were going to have to shelve your own kind of career business aspirations to be solely focused on being a mum?
Yeah, well, I was 19 when I was pregnant with Rebecca. And, you know, I had a mortgage. I think my first home I bought was £42,000. And I was absolutely terrified of this mortgage and all these bills and pregnant and everything else. But I just got on with it. And, you know, I started up Ultimo just when my second baby was born, Declan, when I was 24. And I started up from, you know, my kitchen. I was just made redundant from Labatt's, the beer company. And I convinced the banks to give me a loan, and I convinced other people to give me a loan. And by the time I was 27, Ultimo was all around the world. And I had my third baby, Bethany, and I went back to work 24 hours after giving birth. And I was actually back in the office after 48 hours. I couldn't do that now. But I think in life, you've just got to just deal with it, and you've just got to move on. And, you know, I was on this hamster wheel and I just couldn't get off. And adrenaline is an incredible thing. And I just kept going and going and going, and there was nothing stopping me.
You had youth on your side as well. That always helps with those late night shifts and, you know, breastfeeding at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's it.
The other thing that I think is really interesting is that you approached Ultimo, and it was born out of just being a real woman. Tell us a story about going to the dinner dance and your uncomfortable bra.
I went to a dinner dance with my ex-husband at the time, and I was wearing an uncomfortable bra, just got made redundant, thought, oh my God, how am I going to pay all the bills? And I thought, this bra is digging in too much. So I went to the toilet, I took it off, and I thought, oh my God, that's it. You know, I'm going to make this bra better. I'm going to invent a cleavage bra that's comfortable. And I went back to the table and I said to, you know, all my friends at the table, it was like midnight, you know, probably half pissed as well. And I said, I'm going to invent a bra. I'm going to start a company on Monday. And they said, what do you know about bras? You can't even sew a button on a shirt, you know. And I said, well, I've got a pair of boobs and I'll just work it out. And that's exactly what I did.
But how did you do it? I mean, how can you just start a company like that? You found some silicon from somewhere, is that right? You bought the rights to sell that?
No, well, yeah, we did that. And then we did prosthesis, if you have a mastectomy. And I thought, how can I get this gel to be more a liquid form and get it into medical grade A gel? And yeah, it took me 3 years to do it. And it was a lot of money as well, big risk. But yeah, then Ultimo was born, and that was it really. So yeah, millions of women, I suppose, love me around the world, and millions of guys hate me as well.
Why? Because they feel it's fraudulent. You feel like,
well,
you see, it's not what you get.
That's it. When they get her home on a Friday night and she takes off her bra, not that you should be doing that in your first date, but yeah, I suppose they're raging with me.
I always think of Erin Brockovich when I think of Ultimo bras. You created a revolution. Suddenly girls went out feeling very sexy and empowered by you. I mean, that must be an incredible legacy that you've had.
Yeah, I mean, then we went on from there to inventing 17 world inventions, from the backless bra, the frontless bra, the frontless backless bra, you name it, I invented it. And then we created another 9 brands after Ultimo, because I just thought, I don't want all of my eggs in one basket. So I created a brand for Asda, Walmart, which was then the biggest in the country, one for Tesco, one for Debenhams. And the brands just kept going on and on and on until we were, you know, a serious competitor to Wonderbra. And we started making and designing for Victoria's Secrets under their label. And then I kind of became this one of the most powerful technical designers in the world. And, you know, sometimes I look back and think, how did all that happen? But, yeah.
What was the point at which you knew it was a success?
I suppose when we were all over the world, but there was lots of nightmares as well in that whole journey. And I'm not trying to sell my book, but I did launch my autobiography, My Fight to the Top. So there's lots of bits in there where it was like up and down and up and down. I realised that, you know, we had made it when the brand was all over the world. And, you know, I did start off from my bedroom and my kitchen table. So, yeah, sometimes when I'm doing my speaking events, because I speak at conferences all around the world, and when I'm telling my story, I don't use any notes or anything, and every speech is different. And it's sometimes I get really, really emotional as well, because I don't really think about it that much, but it was a really hard journey. It wasn't easy whatsoever.
Thanks so much for listening to In The Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.